Yours it is anoy. So he mentions the raye. Edo homagdish behemte. Now the question is, why should we say kinim suke olai? When he say kinim tzchir ze olai, yeshi mishir shal mitzvah. This is all im rotzo. The mistomel rosa latzmi el anoy bevat. But suppose he would say, why should we say that? So maybe he means to aser, and even just the yeshiva by itself without a substantial anoye that is considered al pedin as anoye. So he says, to mention the raya, the magdish behem teyos all of al kol ha'ilom. So why? Because vafilochin asura bingiye. Why? Because nigiye is not considered anoye. But in the same way as one can be matfis in hegdesh and asa nigiye, he can say kikyaze oser olay bingiye. Kikyaze oser olay bingiye. And he is matris nedesh. So that means that vis-a-vis the nigiye. So vis-a-vis that kikea. So the nigiye itself is nitves in Israel. So it will be considered as anoye. According to Rani Shuiz, we have to say that. But so mimele magdish behemte is also, if his intention, if there had been an umdene dimuchach, that whenever a person is magdish behemet, that he means that it should be hegdesh and that it should be osea in every kind of anoye, even an insignificant anoye, that is not considered al pedin as anoye, then it would be osea even benigi. If somebody will be magdish a behemah, and at the time will be magdish the behemah, he'll say, I want it to be hegdesh and that it should be considered as hegdesh. And in regard to every insignificant anoye, even the insignificant anoye of touching, so then it will be osa. But the reason as to why he is not osa b'nigiye is because the umden is that he doesn't mean that it should be osa b'anoye. So in other words, so even though he can asa something that does not involve anoye, so he doesn't mean that he can ask according to the Rani Shvuyas, you have to say it, not according to the Rani Nidor. So he can ask it because if he does ask it, so then he treats it as anoye, even though by itself it's not considered anoye, but when he asks it and he's matris it in Hekdesh, so mainly he treats it as anoye. So subjectively, even the Nigiye and even the Yeshiva per se is considered as anoye. Is considered anoye. So then you ask, so if the only reason as to why he can answer it is because subjectively it becomes, he treats it as a anoye, so mimele he should again be allowed to sit in yeshiva shel mitzvah because mitzvah is lavanes nitnu. The answer is, what's the reason as to why mitzvah is lavanes nitnu, especially according to the Ram? Because the anoye of kiyum mitzvah is not considered anoye. That's a different kind of anoye. But when he asks it, so then every insignificant anoye is considered anoye. So maybe we cannot say mitzvah lav lanes nitnu. Chat kol mifter mikorb hayne kod lohar lehiti v'tachsim ta mikorb shvaz bito. Chat kol mifter lav di shvuy hayne kod lo yachol dvoy. Hayne kod lo yachol dvoy. All right. Now.